Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Yesterday, a young man shared with me that he struggles to use his free time well, that he spends a lot of time scrolling through YouTube, and he feels really empty. I suggested that he read something good, and he immediately responded that he had such and such a book that he was going to read. I know the book, and it's a terrible book, but he has no way of knowing what is good for his soul and what's killing it. This is precisely why we need to really understand how to use our free time or leisure time well. But this young man is not alone. We are all inundated with options for news, sports, entertainment, social media, movies, podcasts. It's almost endless. But we need to know, we need to understand what's good for our soul and what will destroy it. Our soul, meaning the powers of the mind and the emotions and the free will, our soul needs to be fed by truth, beauty, and goodness. Beauty is comprised of two things, order and surprise. Beauty is where we allow ourselves to be surprised by things being true and good and right, things being according to the order of how God created the world. But too often we're feeding our souls not with a diet of beauty, but with a lot of junk. And in many cases, our souls are ingesting poison, and that stuff's unconsciously killing us. So the first question must be, what I'm watching, listening to, or reading, is it true, beautiful, and good? Or am I taking pleasure in disorder and perversion? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. As I said, beauty is comprised of two things, by order and surprise. Now, by order, we mean God's design for things, things being the way they are supposed to be and doing what they are supposed to do. Disorder is the corruption of the way things are supposed to be, and it's when they don't do what they're supposed to do. We should get pleasure from order and displeasure from disorder. So stories can contain disorder without being in themselves disordered. For example, 50 Shades of Grey and Anna Karenina are both stories about love affairs. However, where 50 Shades of Grey wants us to delight in the disorder of the affair, Anna Karenina is about the consequences of the affair. It wants us to see the disorder, the destruction, the train wreck of the affair, so that we learn to desire the beauty of married love. Beauty powerfully engages our emotions, and emotions are about how you feel. So we have to always ask, is a show or a movie or a book or a piece of music or art, is it causing you to take pleasure in disorder? Does it make you feel good about disorder? If so, that's not good. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. As I said, beauty is comprised of two elements, order and surprise. Surprise is the mind's response to what it does not find obvious, what it did not expect. It's something that's new, fresh, clever, original, innovative, interesting. The element of surprise keeps us from taking order for granted. So, for instance, your wife will appreciate you if you go to work every day and come home every day. That's order. But if that's all you do, she'll find you boring. However, if you surprise her by doing something for her she didn't expect, she'll think it's beautiful. See, beauty has both order and surprise. Now, here is where it's important to say not all surprise is good. She will appreciate you if you surprise her with flowers. She will not appreciate you if you surprise her by not coming home at all. Something that's surprising but disordered is bad. Let's take two stories that have great twists for endings, Memento and The Murder of Roger Ackroyd. And warning, we'll spoil the ending of both here. In the end of Memento, it's revealed that the main character, who has short-term memory loss, is not actually searching for his wife's killer, but that he's actually framing others for her murder and then allowing himself to forget so that he can endlessly hunt others down and kill them in order to enjoy the feeling of avenging his wife, even though his victims are actually innocent. That's a pretty well executed movie, but because of this twist, the whole movie is about delighting in the main character's murder spree that's totally demented. The movie should be called Demento, not Memento. On the other hand, The Murder of Roger Ackroyd has a similar twist in which we learn that the narrator, the main character, is actually the real killer. However, Agatha Christie never blurs the lines of morality, and the killer is brought to justice by Hercule Poirot.
Hercule.
I could never say it right. But the story is delightful because we're engaged in catching a killer, not delighting in the killing itself. These endings are surprising, clever, unexpected. The Murder of Roger Ackroyd teaches us to delight in the good. The other is momento. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. We spend a lot of our free time with entertainment. And the best way to know whether the way we use our free time is good or bad is to pay attention to how it makes you see and feel about life. When we feed the mind and the soul through books, movies, music, and art, we should come away from it with a greater sense that a good God created a good world, and He created me to be very good, and that no matter what happens, He is bringing everything to a good end. When we use our free time well, we should feel happier, more grounded, more alive. It should make you more grateful for your life and the opportunities that life has given you. But binging on mindless entertainment is a terrible diet for the soul. It's like eating a huge bag of candy corn. You feel disgusting afterwards. You feel less happy about your life. You feel less able to face reality. And consuming entertainment that is disturbing is even worse. It poisons our soul. It makes us angry, full of anxiety, depressed, and despairing. And it feeds our vices of pride, vanity, envy, sloth, lust. So the question is, what are you doing? What are you consuming with your leisure time? And how do you feel afterwards? Do you feel more excited to be alive? Or do you feel more intimidated and less enthusiastic about the real world? Or worse, does it cause you to desire what is evil and give you a disgust for what is true and good? That should be your first clue. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Real leisure is where we do something that helps us remember and contemplate and rejoice, because it's a good world that came from a good God, and it's really good to be alive. Distraction, by contrast, is an attempt to escape from this good world. You try to distract yourself, to forget the real world for a while, because you just can't handle it anymore. You want a break, not just from work, but from life itself. But you'd only try to distract yourself, escape from life, if you somehow had forgotten the goodness and the joyfulness of it. And that's not a good place to be. And that's not what you want to do with your free time. Free time is to remember just how good life is, not to get away from it. So don't settle for mass-produced junk entertainment. Find something good and delightful that brings your soul to life. Find something to do or watch or read or listen to that makes you grateful for existence. We are unhappy because we are distracted. We are unhappy because we don't stop and look and listen to the real world, to the beauty of nature, to the birds calling to each other, to the noise of children, to the voice of our spouse. The point of leisure is to stop and pay attention to the good world around us and smile. Don't ruin that by getting addicted to distraction through entertainment. We don't need to escape. We can enjoy our leisure time. We can open up our minds and souls to new ideas, new insights, which will afford us new joys. And then that joy will permeate through the rest of your day. Then we will be able to follow the instruction of St. Paul to rejoice in the Lord always, again, I say, rejoice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what struck you about this meditation, Teresa?
I think the entire time I was trying to think of something that I could recommend to people, but there's very little. And I understand why people find this so uniquely hard, because at the end of the day, we're not going to get media that doesn't have gratuitous language and sex and violence, when that's just kind of how people are. It's how the writers are. So it doesn't really occur to them that those things wouldn't be in every single story ever written. It's hard, but at the same time, I think one of the harder parts is that I don't think there are a lot of great Christian movies coming out right now. There are some, to be clear, but what people struggle with a lot is the quality difference between big Hollywood movies with everything wrong in them and movies without that, but with much less artistic direction, especially because something I'm way too familiar with is the fact that artists as a community are usually on the far end of vice as well.
Yep.
In my experience with music and other writers, it's a little more extreme than, say, like a corporate lifestyle. Now, they have different vices, of course, but especially, say, in music, it's like, drug use is really rampant in a degree that I don't think most blue-collar, white-collar workers experience the way that musicians do. And so that just reflects in their art. But it just kind of brought me to the conclusion that we should, more of us should be inspired to make new Christian masterpieces or things that aren't necessarily about the faith, but to be a Christian in that field right now is really important because really I don't see a lot of people without faith cutting those things out of movies or bringing morals into film.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the same thing about movies. I was really hard pressed to find one that has both.
In the last 30 minutes, I could not think of a single thing.
Yeah. But now let's go to books. What are the books that just immediately come to mind for me that are beautiful? A Gentleman in Moscow. Joan of Arc by Mark Twain. The Bully Pulpit by Doris Kearns Goodwin. A Tale of Despero. The best. The Boys in the Boat. Les Mis. Mm. The Count of Monte Cristo. And what's my favorite one that I always forget? This is my favorite book I read to you guys.
The Prisoner of Zenda?
The Prisoner of Zenda. The Prisoner of Zenda is fantastic.
I haven't read that since I was a Prisoner kid. I'd have of Zenda. To check that out again.
Every book I just listened is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really awesome is you can, what is I find the best, read them out loud with somebody.
Yeah.
Or listen to an audiobook.
I love reading them. I don't get to read aloud with people as much, but I love having a book club. I love being able to discuss them with people because you go through it slower than a movie, which allows you to think about it longer and discuss it longer.
Yeah.
I think that's a good answer as far as I love films, but I'm also okay if I see a film a couple times a year and I'm constantly reading. I don't need to watch a film every week. I definitely did in college.
You're right.
But I certainly can't find the time now. And I can at least spend that time reading. There's a lot more good literature. I think that's fair. I think that's really fair.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love the medium of film.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful.
No,
But there's so many great books.
It's just that I'm really struggling to think of something that, yeah, that's truly...
But it's July. This is a great time to get a good book with your spouse, with your kids, with a friend, and read it together.
But it's still so sad to me that it feels like, to a degree, we have to abandon film.
We just have to be more selective.
Yeah, there are good films out there. There's just so many films.
Yeah.
And there are so few that are really good, but we only need to watch a few films.
That's right.
Quite frankly.
Do you want to discuss at all Jojo Rabbit?
I'd be curious because I would say I have no problem with any part of that film. We watched Jojo Rabbit together last night, and I have no problem with any of that film. I think it handled violence really well. I think it handled all of its subjects really well, respectfully, tonally.
Tell our audience, what is the main
theme? Jojo Rabbit is set during World War II, and it's from the perspective of a fanatical German child who wants to be a Nazi, and his imaginary best friend is Hitler. But there's a really beautiful underlying plot there that I won't spoil, but it's so well done. I mean, it had me laughing and it had me crying. And again, I do think it didn't go over the top on most of the things that make me uncomfortable about a lot of modern films.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what would you say? Because
I don't think this is no spoiler, but one of the themes in the movie is how Jews were, as a race, were depicted as animals, mm-hmm. demons, not human, a threat to be eradicated.
Mm-hmm.
And which is, that's the way they were depicted, in which this is what people do to other people in order to justify exterminating them. What I found so hard for me was that this is what has been done to our Palestinian friends.
Yeah.
That when so many people I talk with, if I bring up something about Palestinian, the first thing they say is all Palestinians are terrorists.
Even if they don't say it exactly like that, even if they're more careful in their tone, I do get the sense from most people that everyone needs to be saved from Palestinians.
Yeah, and what they, it's, and so it's very sad for me to see this point being made in this movie that we shouldn't do that to the Jews.
We shouldn't do it to anyone.
We shouldn't do it to anyone. And now we have it being done to the Palestinians.
This is what I was reflecting on last time we visited Auschwitz, that one of the main themes that the tour guides tell you is that above all else, we learn these things so that we don't repeat it. But I was just, all I can see is that we do repeat it anyways. But this is the point of good art.
Well, yeah.
If we actually reflect on it, and we don't just, for instance, watch a movie like that and say, well, it's so sad that that happened in 1940, but nothing would ever happen like that now. And certainly I would never do it, but I think it's the importance of a film like that coming from the perspective of an innocent kid who's excited about all of this, who he could never see himself as the problem. And it helps us put ourselves in his shoes.
Yeah.
And look again at what we do to people all the time.
Yeah. I just had a hard time not thinking through the film of my literally hundreds, thousands of Palestinian Catholic friends in Israel who are treated like animals.
Yeah. But that's, I think that's the other thing with good art. You have to consider a handful of things because, A, it's, is it aesthetically pleasing? Is it immoral? And does it have meaning, a theme, something it teaches us?
Yeah.
And now I'm not saying everything has to have as much impact as I feel Jojo Rabbit does. But that's what makes really good art. And it's really rare to me.
Yeah.
I've found myself walking out of a lot of movies. Even I remember watching Memento and liking it the first time I watched it. So when you brought it up, I was like, no, but Memento is really interesting. And then I thought, but you haven't rewatched it and you don't think about it. And it's not, I don't know if it's great art.
Yeah.
It's well done. But this whole meditation is just reigniting in me a desire for great art by any means. So I hope our listeners are more inspired than they are despairing about finding good art. And I hope people are more inspired to make great art.
Well, at the very least, there's fantastic books out there. Get them, read them together and enjoy. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.